Most of your ordinary mutts would have rolled over and gone back to sleep. But fellers, ordinary has never been part of my job description. Before I knew it, I had risen to a standing position. Someone needed to check this out. I took a step and... You forgot that my back legs were taped together, didn't you? Me too. And I landed on top of little Alfred. I froze and waited to see what would happen next. The boy grumbled in his sleep and pushed me away, but he didn't wake up or club me with his pillow. So far, so good. I lifted both ears and swung them around to the west. There, I picked up the sounds of heavy breathing and the call of a moose. Did we have meese in the Texas panhandle? No, wait, it was Slim, snoring again. Say, that feller could really shake the rafters. Well, if everyone was sound asleep, could I slip out of the tent without waking anyone and starting a riot? It was a moment of truth. You know, very few dogs would have attempted such a bold escape. I mean, the odds against it were huge. Why, even an acrobat or a ballet dancer would have found it difficult to slip over and around two sleeping bodies. In a small tent, mind you, in the dark of night, and with his back legs tied together. But I had a feeling that I could do it. See, years ago, I had met a three-legged dog. They called him Tripod because he'd lost a leg in an accident. As I recall, he tried to run over a truck, and it didn't work out too well. But you know what? Old Tripod could get around on three legs about as well as any dog with four. And he even returned to his life's work, barking at cars. In the back of my mind, I saw a vision of Tripod bouncing out into the street to do battle with a Volkswagen. That's how he did it, putting most of his weight on his front legs and hopping along on the back ones. Suddenly, I felt a rush of courage. Old Tripod was an inspiration, not only to me, but to dogs all over the world. Cut off one of our legs and we'll come back with three. Put us in shackles and chains and we'll learn to hop. We'll never surrender, we'll never give up, because the heart of a dog is bigger than one leg. Could I do this? Yes. I could do it to honor the memory of Tripod and all the other three-legged dogs in the world who had struggled to overcome anniversary. University. Who had struggled to overcome veracity. Phooey. It really burns me up when I'm in the middle of an inspirational speech and can't think of the right word. So let's mush on with the story. Adversity, there we go. Dogs who had overcome adversity. I pressed my lips together in a tight line and pointed myself towards the open tent flap. Hey, I did it. I was standing outside the prison walls, looking up at a star full of skies and breathing the sweet air of freedom. The air had never smelled so delicious, and I filled my lungs with a big gulp of it and yelled. You know, this wasn't the time to be yelling. Not with 10 head of crabby archaeologists lurking in tents. But I did think about yelling. This one is for you, Tripod!